Hello and welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
I'm Colleen.
And I'm Women with Boobs Should Not Be Running.
And welcome to the show.
Woo, right out of the gate we are setting the tone for this show. I like it.
Well, you know, yeah, Deb, God, she is an interesting
Coach
person.
Coach Debbie, literally.
She's that's about as coach as it gets, right?
It's amazing.
I can look at water and tell if it's good.
I want her to make it through the merge at least, so that way we can continue to listen to her awesome stories.
Well, I thought they were setting up that she was going to drink the water and, you know, get sick and die, because, I mean, honestly...
Oh, like how Mike ate the scorpion?
Well, just something, because it's just, I feel like we're two episodes in, and we don't have a single medevac, you know? This thing was so touted as, like...
But we did have a bug in the ear.
Yeah.
Jenny, who also got the bug in the ear, obviously had a black eye of some sort today.
Yeah, I don't know what that thing was. I mean,
Ty got, like, hurt in the tree, didn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was climbing the tree.
I think Jen just punched herself in the face.
Well,
I think she was after. I didn't get to speak last week because, I had...
Yeah, you weren't here last week.
Had the issues with CBS locally here, and we had it again today.
We did. Luckily, the WRAL, which was our CBS affiliate, is changing on March 1st.
But is CBS still keeping
the
U.S. games?
WRAL is keeping the ACC games, and they're going to be on NBC.
Okay, so then we're cool with this.
Yes.
Because I get it, because nothing's bigger in this town than college, well, smoking and college basketball. Am I right?
I mean, smoking isn't as prevalent as it once was, but I guess you could say it's still a pastime.
But it's a big... College basketball is bigger than...
It is huge here.
It's huge. So I get that they're going to show that, but I'm paying a lot of money for my service. I should have another channel. Okay, there's thousands of channels on here. I know this because last week I looked through every 1,250... Well, I think it's 1,500 channels that they have on my DirecTV thing. Not one... has another access to WRL.
It's WRL. Like, they don't care because they're leaving CBS. Like, whatever. They're kind of like senioritis
right
now.
They have it on Time Warner.
No, I get it. I'm just saying.
They have it on Dish, but they don't have it on DirecTV. I'm just like, come on.
Well, there you go. Time to
Dish
that.
I'm paying money for this. And then I found out today, I went,
oh, boy.
Is that another game on? Are you kidding me?
And this time, they didn't even have it on a secondary channel. They're like, yeah, we'll be on at 1:30 this morning. Have fun with that.
So we ended up watching it online, and it was kind of horrible experience.
It was a little choppy.
But we got it. We got through it.
But the thing is, that's kind of funny, is that I did have tickets to go to the game tonight, the UNC-NC State game.
I told Jay you could go any day but a Wednesday.
Colleen pulled the old, you know, wife card and said, you can't leave Iron. So...
Is that exactly how she sounded?
I think it was that's a
no,
because
I did it. I did it over GChat, so you don't know my tone.
That was like my was a recreation of what the tone was.
Was there a winky face or
there's no winky faces?
There were no emoticons.
Okay, so there you go.
But
That would have been a good game to go to.
Oh, it'd been a great game, right? NC State, UNC.
Well,
it's a big basketball game.
Our stream just kept cutting out. We missed the first 10 minutes of the episode at first.
And
luckily,
this is the thing. Colleen does the old, well, I guess you could have gone to the game. I'm like, don't even. Just shut up. Just don't.
I'm like, I'm really sorry that we're missing Survivor and you could have gone to the game.
You're
but
dead
we're
to
all
me.
Caught up now. We got it.
I'm pulling an Abby Maria. You're dead to me.
Thank you.
UNC is winning big right now anyway, so it's 61-48.
Okay. There were some people on Twitter that really helped catch us up. Mandy helped us. Mike Bloom gave me something. Who else?
Well, because you sent me a text. I'm like going, well, I'm getting half of it. Because it would just stop, and I would just hear the voice. The voice stayed. I always heard them speaking, but it would freeze up. I'm like going, this is how I'm going to have to watch it. I guess this is how I'm going to have to watch it. Because first, 3 minutes, there was a commercial over it, and it kept saying, hit the X. So I pressed the X, and then another commercial would pop up. I go, oh, this is going to be fun for 60 minutes doing this. Click, 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 click.
But, but we are
and again,
here.
I didn't want to watch it the illegal way. I paid
Rachel
to watch it the right way. And I even did that CBS.com access thing.
Yeah.
Can I? I'm getting my money back on that. That's a waste of money.
Well, if for what you wanted it for, but it's actually a pretty good app. I'm
yeah,
not gonna
I
actually
don't,
use
it.
Why don't they, give me the show live.
I watch Blue Bloods on it all the time.
But that's neither here nor there. I also want to say an apology that Shut Up Tim, who was a guest on our show last week, dropped some F bombs. He thought he was on the Married Man show
one.
Or something.
I dropped a second.
When we were done recording, I don't remember it happening in there. We should have taken it out. So apologize for that. It will not happen again. And want to thank the people that make this show possible. Our patrons over at patreon.com/JayandJack, people that make this show possible. And we actually have a big kind of event that wasn't really expected, but a big deal in the Jay and Jack podcasting world anyway. Dale is leaving the Married Man show. He is hanging up his podcaster's mic.
He's being Jenny.
He's standing up on the log and kind of professing his his love for Kimmy, and he's deciding to spend more time
which we understand
with his girlfriend slash maybe future wife, which totally get it. But so hopefully next week we'll have the last.
Well, it's Dale, so wouldn't that be maybe future ex-wife?
Oh, no, we're going to wish them luck and wish them well. Either next week or the week after, I mean, we'll see how the schedules work out. We're going to have the last ever Married Man with Dale on the show.
Are you saying the show will go on?
The show will go on, just like anything. The show will go on. It won't be the same without Dale on the Married Man show, and that's okay. But I think the core of what the Married Man show is relationship advice and just things going on with not only our relationship as married people, but also our listeners, and we kind of talk through it all together and work on bettering ourselves all together. So I think that still exists. So we'll talk more about that down the road, but we do have a plan to continue the Married Man show without Dale. So that's be on the lookout for that.
Tonight Show went on without Carson.
Exactly. It won't be the same, right? It won't be the same thing, and we're not going to pretend it's going to be the same.
It'll be a different format.
But still, the 8 seasons of The Married Man Show with Dale will live on in the history of archives. We'll have a new version of The Married Man with some... I'm not going to say anything more than that.
Let's leave that.
We'll leave a little more just a little tease out there. But the show will
go on. Because
who knows?
He could change his mind next week.
Exactly. I mean, he could. Yeah, he could.
So here's the thing. When you guys do your little like clip show goodbye thing to him, when after everybody sends in there, "We love you, Dale," then all that's the thing that's going to convince him to stay.
It could.
No, but really what you got to do is you have to work on, as a wife of a podcaster, you have to work on Kimmy. You have to send Kimmy all of your, "I love Dale so much. He's the best," because she's the one that you have to work on.
Last Married Man show, I don't want people to think she's a Yoko Ono that broke up the band. Okay?
I'm not saying she is.
I don't want to that kind
of
thing.
You did say that.
No, I didn't.
You're essentially saying
Jay did.
So I'm just saying I don't want that kind of hatred being thrown out there. So Dale has made his choice. He's a grown man. He can make his own choices.
She can whisper in his ear.
But
she's
either
the
way,
one you convince.
Well, we could all whisper in his ear at the same time.
And that's just something I don't want to do.
He's got big ears.
without further ado, though, we're here to talk about Survivor. So let's get into this episode, Miss Colleen.
All right. So again, we missed the very beginning. So I do want to thank some people on Twitter that filled me in and helped me finish the recap. And that was Tim, Mandy, Rachel, and Mike Bloom. So because I feel like a poser when I talk about the beginning of this. And I'm like, well, I didn't actually see that.
See, the thing is, if you would have just kept hush hush about it, nobody would have been none the wiser.
I'm honest. I'm an honest person.
Oh, that is the first most important trait about Survivor, as Alicia told us today. So that's good point.
Be honest.
not honesty. Jenny? Alicia. Because Jenny was like, "What's the most important trait in Survivor?" She's like,
"Win challenges."
Honesty.
Win challenges.
No.
No.
Anyway.
Stab you in the back.
So we get into Survivor Cambodia. Oh my God, not Cambodia.
Survivor Koh Rong. Using an old template over there?
I was.
Did someone give you the wrong information on Twitter?
Somebody did. Damn you, Mandy. That's your fault. We get into Survivor Go Wrong, episode 2, Kindergarten Camp. So I guess it starts back off at the Braun camp. And Alicia thinks that fires come from embryos.
Yeah. That was actually going to be my, I had like 3 or 4 names written down.
That's pretty amazing.
You know, embryos.
Which somebody tweeted at me. They were like, you know, that's illegal in certain states. But I'm ch- anyway, we go over to the beauty tribe and Ty finds the idol clue. And he has to climb a tree to find it. And he comments, how does Ozzy make it look so easy?
I mean, that's like if the idol really is up there, I feel like that's extremely
dangerous.
Like,
well, here's where you're going to get your medevacs.
But yeah,
not
there you
Ty.
Go.
Like, I don't want Ty's amazing. I love Ty. I don't want him.
You know,
home.
As much as I'd want the idol, no.
He was up there, and it was like, he said it was sandpaper, like,
well,
you know,
he
was bleeding.
Like 20 pounds, at least if anybody was going to find it. It's not like Scott Pollard, although I guess he could just stand on his tippy toes.
Yeah, he just, yeah. He would just, like, kind of bend it over, you know, like, take the tree and bend it to him.
You guys don't watch Shameless, right?
No.
Scott Pollard talks just like Kevin from Shameless.
Oh, really?
Wait,
it took me the whole episode last week. Finally, what I do is I go, Kevin from Shameless.
Well, he does have that kind of Andre the Giant voice quality because he's so big. He's just like somebody
Kevin from the actor that plays Kevin on Shameless is a big guy too. Mm-hmm. So,
or even the guy played Jaws. Like, just I think just big people, they have a bigger voice box and they have a deep, deep voice.
Hey, Jack, did you watch The Flash yet from last night?
I did watch The Flash.
Did you like the Jaws line?
Yeah, I did like the Jaws line.
We're gonna need a bigger Flash.
Yes.
I thought of you. I was like, oh my God, that's so funny.
Way to talk about jokes I don't understand.
I kept thinking Landshark from Saturday Night Live.
Anyway. Sorry,
going back
to
what we're here to talk about, which is Survivor. But Ty...
Although somebody could get eaten by a shark in this season. I mean, really, all bets are off.
Here's the thing. Is anything going to happen? Because they've touted this season.
Yes.
And we're 2 episodes in and not 1 medevac yet. I'm kind of disappointed.
I think you just... what could happen is people are going to... I think people are just going crazy on the island.
I guess so. Well, I think there's another worm in Jenny's ear that just made her lose
I think
her
it was
cool.
Wrath... I think we're talking Wrath of Khan last week.
No, obviously somebody put a bug in her ear.
They put a bug somewhere.
Yeah. Anyway.
Happy for Ty that he found the clue, but I feel like, you know, in Cambodia, the actual idol would end up being in the challenge. This was filmed before, and I just feel like this was a little bit extreme.
Right. I think what maybe they're trying to do is make it harder because you get the clue, people walk around camp trying to find it. But this one, like you said, was filmed before. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's
to have it that high. I was like, going. I said, okay, it's going to be hanging where he can. It be just. It's he said it's just out of my reach.
Yeah,
or that's what it said, or just out of your reach.
Well, is he barking up the wrong tree then? Like, because I feel like that's a little extreme. But anywho, go ahead, Colleen.
We're rolling today.
Yeah. We really are.
Don't run if you have boobs, though.
Don't run if you have boobs. Speaking of, we cut over to the Brains tribe and Neil, who just goes and tells everybody that he was a pyro as a kid. Now, does he mean he was an actual pyro? Is that that thing that people say to sound cool because they like fire? They're like, oh, I'm a pyro.
I think every kid plays a fire.
We all said we were pyros. Yeah. I used to say the same thing.
I never said that.
Well, because you're goody two-shoes. But
you used to like to get the magnifying glass out and burn paper and start fires and stuff. Like, we all did it.
Mm-hmm.
What are you over there sitting there judging us right now?
I'm not really judging. I don't have anything to judge.
You never got a magnifying glass out and burned paper?
She never had fun. I don't think she did anything fun.
I didn't have anything fun ever.
Right. Her idea was fun was reading a book. Ooh.
I used to read books and write in my diary.
We used to burn books.
Ooh, you used to write in your diary? Ooh, that's
I did. I used to. I did, actually.
No, I know you've written it because you have, you know, volumes of your diary.
I do have volumes of it. There's downstairs in a box. There's like 10 volumes.
I'd write my diary, then burn it.
If you ever want to read the pinings of a prepubescent Colleen, it's great. It's a great, great read.
Shut up.
Today,
anyway.
Seinfeld was on. I didn't get to watch it.
Speaking of...
Actually, now that Dale's gone, we can have Colleen read excerpts from her diary. so sad. All right, going, moving on.
Fine, but if anybody makes those into some kind of soundboard clip, I want royalties. Anyway, so we go over to Debbie, and apparently in the range of her experience, she can look at water and tell if it's treated.
She has 20 years
of experience
in water, like
in water purification.
She's a super meta-human. She can just look through water and see
Cisco, I mean, obviously, if
I see water and it's got something on it, I'm thinking, okay, that's bad. But how many people can look at a thing of water and go, okay, that's bad?
Yeah, it's like you can't tell. It's a microscopic pathogen. Like how can you?
Maybe
you
she looks at it and it's like yellow.
Oh, wait, yep, this is pee. This is pee. This is not good, guys. Somebody pee.
It's because it's warm?
Yeah. This water was treated with urine.
I'm not drinking that.
There's a lot of ammonia in this water.
But I will say this, like, Pete, and I think they're playing off of her well. You know, like, some people be like, screw this. I don't. But at least they're kind of just letting her
be her.
Be her. And I think Pete has the right idea and just like, of course I want to keep this person around. She's crazy. Like, nobody likes this person.
Yeah, she's someone you want to take to the end with you.
So now, is she more like Coach or is she more like Philip Shepherd 1.0 or 2.0?
Ooh, that's
I'd say more like Philip. Coach was arrogant.
But see, Coach believed his own hype, and I think Debbie believes her own hype.
But she's leaning more towards Phil. Like, it's very Coach-esque in that Coach, like, he did everything, like, all these crazy stories. So that's very Coach-like, but it's just so kind of
we have to see more of her because, like you said, it's only 6 days in, but it's kind of let's get to day 12 and she's still doing this, and people aren't eating, they're not sleeping. All right, we got to vote her out because I'm going to kill her.
Yeah, what's the Abby effect, right? It's like if you take Abby, no, you're going to win if you take it, but it's like, can you make it to the end with Abby? Like, it's
and
they couldn't
do it last night, could they?
Twice they couldn't.
And whenever
do
you
it.
Listen to any like the post, you know, interviews with people. They're just like, they, you know, it's like, Abby, I think she's a good person, but good God, I couldn't stand her.
I couldn't take it anymore.
Debbie also, I don't know if you heard, but she has an immune system like a horse because she grew up around pigs, horse,
she grew up on
cattle.
A farm. She was also a farmer. kudos to the editors for like changing her job description.
I love it.
I think that's a brilliant
move. It's amazing.
She's a Kristen Wiig character from Saturday Night Live.
That's right.
Oh, like she always has to one-up.
Oh,
the
yes, I can one-up you.
I love that Pete was like, so does she have 30 cats or 40 cats? Yeah. The answer is
40 cats.
And I was like, oh, I think it probably is a lot more than that. No, she has 40 cats, 30 pigs, 12 horses. But
and she has clean water everywhere.
Clean water and good hand-eye coordination.
And then like Pete's like, yeah, you probably like the best hand eye. I was like, well, maybe not the best, but pretty good hand eye. It's like
it's just pretty good.
It's so funny. Anyway,
it was a great sequence. You know, it was they had some fun with the brains in the beauty tribe. I thought the
bronze. Like I thought at least the edit seemed like it was going well towards the bronze when they had Alicia start fire.
But that was it. I mean, beforehand it was like this sucks. But we'll get to that. I think that we should have seen that it was Braun possibly going. Maybe. I don't know.
I felt the way that it was going, it'd be brains. And it almost was in the challenge. But anyway, we'll get to there first.
Yeah, we'll get to that. So we go over to the beauty tribe, and Ty apparently has the appetite of a child. so he's decided that he's going to use his charm and personality to connect with the people in his tribe. And he promptly does with Caleb. Caleb, who tells us that Ty wanted to cuddle with him to keep warm at night. There's no such thing as a homophobe in this guy right here. He likes hanging out with Ty. He is one of a kind. And with that, we get a little sequence. It was kind of a charming sequence in a way. The adventures of Caleb and Ty, the new odd couple. And then who was it that said, was it Anna Kate that said the bromance is real?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I thought that was, you know, going in, a lot of people have these strong, bad opinions about Caleb, but I thought that was fairly endearing between the two of them. I thought it was kind of funny.
Well, because you see the clip last week where he's got the food, they're eating in his mouth. He goes in for the kiss.
Yeah.
I thought, oh, this is going to end up bad for Ty, but hey.
They're just goofing around, you know.
He laughed. He goofed around. He laughed at it. He wasn't serious about it.
Yeah.
That's gonna have. That's gonna make him go a long way.
Yeah, and it was great. It was great.
I think so. And I just I'm not saying anything new. Everybody loves Ty, but I just he's a really fun guy. But I also like that Caleb, you know, also seems to have a good sense of humor about him.
I think that's obviously the key to the show. If you're gonna be on there, you're gonna be with people you wouldn't normally hang out with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like the Debbie factor, and now the Ty seems a little hyper. So it's like, okay, after so many days, you have to be able to be flexible, or at least walk away, or mm-hmm. have like Caleb's attitude. Hey, I'm having a good time. Or Obama when he was having. I know he doesn't like to be called that, but I'm gonna call him that.
I think it's fair.
What did we call him last week? Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama. But I don't know. I really like the Beauty Tribe. I do. I think that it's a great little dynamic over there.
Yeah.
Which is good.
And I feel like Ty's maybe, you know, stick save the whole looking after the idol situation. It seems like.
But he's spending a lot of time looking for the idol, and they don't seem to care. He goes, how long have I been here? I don't know.
Was that a good strategy, at least, with just the first day? Like, hey, just give me 5 more minutes, because now he's like, he's looking for an idol or whatever.
Yeah, it's there. He's Ty.
Yeah. He's tying really hard.
Oh, God.
Come on, it's the new woo joke. No, not so much.
No, I don't know.
You can make so much.
Ty goes to the runner.
Thank you.
With boobs.
With boobs, there you go.
Oh, man. But yeah, so definitely feeling good vibes from the Beauty Tribe.
Yeah.
I think they're a fun tribe, absolutely.
So we go back over to the Brains, and they're having a little bit of you know, some issues. So I guess the kerosene that was in the boiling the water for the fire tipped and spilled over. So Neil and Liz are annoyed at Agent Joe because he's the one that, you know, put a third of it in there. And then it tipped over, so they feel it's wasted. Agent Joe thinks that he and Debbie are the most practical people out there, and that was kind of when my like lady boner for Agent Joe was like, I'm pretty sure that maybe that's not right.
Joe seemed a little bit aloof to me.
A little
here.
Bit. I was a little bit like, huh? Her?
Get older, and you just think you can say whatever you want.
Right.
Do you identify with Joe there?
Not quite there. I'm getting there.
Okay.
Just kidding.
But anyway, so Liz was annoyed, especially because she wanted freshly boiled water. Agent Joe was like, Liz, I got it. And Liz goes off alone to like cry and calm down. and I do have to say, so Stephen Fishbeck, infamous crier from last season.
And he dated her, right?
He said that they met on OKCupid and they dated a few times. And then he recommended her to the casting director, Lynn Spellman, because he was like, this girl is like perfect for Survivor. So she just
used him to get on Survivor.
Well, no, I was going to ask, like, did they not really hit it off as much on OKCupid because they're both criers? Or like, is that the thing that he looks for on a profile? But I did note that now, 2 weeks in a row, the Brains crying tally is 2.
All right.
Well, because we had Aubrey last week. And yeah, so.
Because she was crying because she really needed a shower, right? Or not a shower. She needed fire.
She needed fire because she needed water.
No,
that was Liz needed the water.
Oh, yeah.
The fire
Aubrey
for the water.
The
Aubrey
fruit.
Needed the fruit
bring
and
me
the
fruit.
Water.
Bring
and
me
the,
water.
Just bring me everything.
Take one of those palm tree leaves and fan me. Feed me grapes.
But what did she say was in the water, Joseph? Really? Really, that's the water.
That was a bit. Remember Rudy and All Stars.
Well, let's go get Debbie, and we'll see if she backs you up. That's in the water.
I'm sure Debbie can find you some clean water. Just hold on, Liz. One sec.
I know water. That's not in the water.
Oh, brother.
Isn't her Twitter handle something amazing? Is it?
I don't know.
Boston Terror?
Boston Terror?
No idea.
Anyway, we go back to the Brawn, and everything's going wrong for them. Jason has a sunburn, but it's cool because, you know, he was in the Army.
It's got bubbles on it.
So he had, like, Cochrane-level sunburn.
Because Scott goes, ooh, I thought that was just sweat bubbles.
Here's the thing, that why not just put something over it? Like, I get it's really hot, but cover.
I get you have tattoos. I get it. But put a shirt on. He had sunburn on his shins. I don't care where you are. Ooh. That's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's rough.
Alicia is frustrated that everyone is just laying there, but after 5 hours of trying, she makes fire. So you know what? I gotta give her mad props because
was it 5 hours?
Yes.
That's when my thing was going off. I saw 2 hours delay, and then finally the fire came.
According to Twitter, it was 5 hours.
Was it? Well, that's determination.
That is, because I would have quit after about 15 minutes. I would have been like, I hear there's this lady on the other tribe that knows how to spot fresh water. I'd rather walk 2 miles there and back.
She can look. She can look, and fire happens.
I'd be
she
much
just
better.
Snaps her fingers.
Yeah. I would be much more equipped to even walk like 10 miles there and back when to start a fire. But Jenny says that she really likes Alicia because she's not a quitter.
She's not a quitter.
Yeah, it's funny because everybody thought Alicia was an idiot, and then she starts one fire and they're all like, you go, girl.
She's still an idiot, though,
still
in all
idiot.
Fairness.
Well, we don't know her. I don't know if she's just because what's his name? Kyle was saying.
Well, I mean, she just
Kyle's like Kyle doesn't pull any punches.
No, he doesn't.
He's going for that Russell Hands edit. You know it. He wants to be the next. He does.
It's kind of I know he does, but it's kind of a wannabe Russell because he's just not as like Russell burnt socks night one. You know, like what like the
Russell was like you said. I hate people that try to be someone that from the show before. Mm-hmm. If that's what he's going for, because Russell was Russell.
Yeah.
Go, be yourself.
I was saying I think it's been proven at this point that Russell didn't play the best game. And I mean, just that's my opinion.
But. I still would have voted for him.
First go on, yes, but yes. Heroes versus Villains, no, I wouldn't have gone.
Nah, after that, no. But first time around, he deserved to win.
I would have gone Parvati. I thought she played the best Parvati.
Yeah. We talked about this last week.
I know.
So we go.
Karin doesn't like that I like Parvati.
No, I don't care.
I like her too. She's a good contestant.
I don't care.
Yeah, I think you're a little jealous. I think you're a little jelly.
I know. Hashtag pretty.
We listened. We listened to what Joe all last year, right? All last season.
Yeah. And well, really, for Colleen, it was Fishback.
Mm-hmm. Fishback. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't care about Joe.
Which Fishback? Okay.
Hey, look. She married me. All right. She has a type.
Geek. You do cry a lot.
You do. Criers, that's my type.
Hold on. I generally cry at movies.
No,
right?
You cry at everything. Did you or did you not cry when Ben and Leslie got married on Parks and Rec?
Because it was emotional.
Did you cry when Old Yeller died? Come on, raise your hand.
Everybody raise your did.
Hand. Everybody Come did. On. You cry at a lot of things.
So what?
I could keep going, but I won't because we got to keep going on this. So we go to the immunity challenge.
You cried when Morgan was voted off.
You did cry when Morgan.
I didn't cry. It was just more.
How did she run?
Anyway. According to Debbie, she
darn you, jinx, almost jinx.
No, I got it before you. It's too slow.
Anyway, so hashtag immunity challenge, no space. Coach Debbie, she has a new job, cheerleader.
She actually had pom-poms, right? Palm leaves?
Yes.
So they were actually pom-poms.
I mean, that was pretty amazing. That woman, I got to give it to her. She is all
You know,
in.
When I was cheerleader
she
for the Dallas Cowboys,
in.
When I was Dallas Cowboy cheerleader in the 70s, and the cheerleaders would get dehydrated.
No, she must have been on
Tasha's
team.
I was the one to get
team.
Them some water.
Well, didn't Tasha cheerlead for the Cowboys or something? Tasha was a cheerleader.
Not with the Dallas Cowboys. No.
Morgan was a cheerleader.
Morgan was a cheerleader. Houston. I think Morgan was the...
Houston, I think.
Yeah. Either way, it doesn't matter. Move on.
That's true.
We're going to this immunity challenge.
We are going to the immunity challenge.
So she was
a St. Louis Rams cheerleader, Tasha.
Okay.
So I was close.
Well, I'd say, you know. Doesn't count, though, because they're not the St. Louis Rams anymore, so I think technically...
Well, what are they?
The L.A. Rams.
The L.A. Rams.
They're
the reason the Chargers are still San Diego.
Really? Did that just happen?
No.
That's about happened. A month ago.
Okay, so that still just happened.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Same off-season. Yeah, it is. It's the same off-season.
I think it happened right after the Super Bowl, didn't it?
So yeah,
we go... Okay. So the immunity challenge was a whole lot of, like, you know, water and hitting targets and stuff.
But wouldn't you have had used Scott? I just think that he's the strongest guy. It just seemed like they weren't utilizing his strength to me. He was just kind of holding the end with, like, one hand.
Yeah, but then I kind of felt bad, like, because he missed the target. And
yeah, but still,
Cliff Robinson also missed. Was that him or no, Spencer was, pwned him or something?
No, there was one where it was totally he had to actually make baskets, and I thought he did. I thought he did well. Like he ended up still
maybe
winning.
Maybe he did.
Came close. He was almost choking, and then he ended up. You know,
is that what it was? Because I remember that was another one that your Tia kind of totally messed up.
But well, this was rough.
It's a big challenge too. It was.
It looked like it took a lot out of them.
Because what did Joe say, don't get the log wet? Did he say that? Did I hear it? Because the thing was breaking up, so I couldn't really hear.
Ours was also at that point.
Okay.
But Beauty and Braun were side by side at first. Finally, Beauty won immunity and the fishing kit. And then Brain finished second. It was pretty close, but that, you know, left Braun to go back to Tribal Council.
And I'm thinking, all right, this is a slam dunk. I mean, we still have like 15 minutes, but I go, what's going to happen here?
Right.
Yeah.
What's going to come out of the blue? Blondie's going home.
Yeah.
Right. And I thought that there was going to be some misdirect, but
I thought the whole, like, you know, let's do a girl's line. I thought that was the misdirect.
Right.
But, God, was I wrong?
Okay. I said, this is all right. They're just trying to, they probably mentioned this like 3 days ago or something like that.
Right. So back at the Braun camp, Scott is worried about missing the basket and getting voted out.
Not basket, missing the target.
I'm sorry, the target. That was kind of Freudian, I guess. Jason says, Blondie, she's an ostrich. She's a bird who can't fly, so we got to get rid of her. She's useless.
So it's useless.
doesn't pull punches, I guess.
No, he doesn't. Alicia goes looking for the idol because she knows that she's not in an alliance with anyone. And this was, you know...
Why were they getting upset with her for going? Obviously, she's low man on the totem.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. Oh, look at her go and look for the idol. How obvious.
Right.
Well, you don't, like she said, no one's even asked me to be part of their alliance.
Like, what else is she supposed to do?
And that was more self awareness, you know, than they're even painting her out to be by saying she's an idiot.
Right.
But anyway, Jenny tries to convince Alicia to vote out one of the guys. She wants to have an all-girl alliance. So nobody tell Monica or Kimmy that all-girls alliances are a possibility.
I got to give credit to is Sydney here.
Just stay totally chill.
Totally cool, calm, collected. I thought she played this perfectly. Right?
I agree.
Because last week I felt like she was kind of in alliance with Darnell. I was like, she's going to probably be the odd man out here. But no, she played it perfectly. It seems like she's really tight with Jason now. So I got to give her kudos for her play during all this. Because
should they have kept Darnell and voted out Alicia last week?
It seems like no, just in the way the...
I mean, it's a... This challenge was definitely a challenge of strength.
Yeah.
Yes, and
were in it. Like, they could have won it.
They were in it, but they would have had such a big lead over the Brains tribe that they would have had a lot more time to get that last target, and they just fell short of it.
Yeah. It's tough. It definitely is tough. It's hard to say.
All right.
But, yeah.
Okay, so then, you know, Jason's a little suspicious, and then... Jenny suddenly has a change of heart. She has low impulse control.
You think?
She decides that blindsiding Jason also means blindsiding Scott, and she likes Scott, so she doesn't want to blindside him. Sydney thinks that Jenny has some balls on her going back and forth.
Okay.
We head over. I think that Sydney, honestly, because Sydney seemed to know, you know, that Jenny was going back and forth, you know, before they left. And I think that she might have gone to the guys and said something. That's a hunch that I have.
I think they knew.
I think they knew, too. And she was tripping herself up talking. I mean, that was horrific. She maybe could have saved herself more. But I think that Sydney might have whispered, might have put a bug in their ears.
I don't know. It seems like she truly imploded on, because even Scott Pollard said, I had no idea until you said that you're considering this. I thought we were tight. So I.
But he could have been lying.
Yeah, he could have been.
He could have, but that seemed genuine to me. That really seemed genuine.
Well, Jason obviously didn't.
I think he was suspicious anyway. He seems to be kind of a paranoid guy.
Yeah, and I think that. I think Jason knew. I think Sydney went.
Either
to him.
Way, it's top 10 worst tribal.
Oh my God!
Moments, and I mean, she just was. She was caught in a lie and she couldn't get out of it.
Oh, and it wasn't even caught in a lie. She just like unveiled the fact that
she's the one that like
she's like, so yeah, we were kind of spilled all the beans on her own. Like nobody
forced
it out of her.
Then she tried to blame Blondie.
Yeah, she did. She's like, it was her idea.
Oh, I know.
And then she admitted kind of it was her idea. Well, you know, this, that. Why am I talking still? I can't stop.
I know. I hurt for her. I was like, just stop. I'm gonna get on this log. Talking. Please stop talking. I just. Shh.
I said, go keep doing it.
Yeah. I mean, just talk about a total meltdown during a tribal council.
We need Meep to stay strong in the challenges. Okay, we've lost two of them.
Yeah.
Right.
We've lost them both.
So,
here's the thing. Like, if I was her, I would still just play. Like, she played it all wrong. Like, once she was outed, then I would say, okay, Alicia, you're still going to be the bottom person out. Let's still stick with this all-girls alliance and get Jason out.
Yeah, but I don't think Sydney would have done that.
I don't think so either, but at least put them on the hot seat. You know, like
not
least
really.
Trying...
She was a mess.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
It was a mess, and then she stood up and was like.
I think Jeff was just like, "What the hell was going on?"
I thought maybe she was just going to put her own torch out or something. What is she doing?
Like remember in Philippines where Zane, the redhead dude, that was like having the nicotine like.
Yeah.
Withdrawal was like, just vote me out. I don't deserve to be here. Everyone was like,
it was the most bizarre. I was like, you just cost yourself a chance.
All she had to do was like, shut up. Yeah. Although I got to give it to Alicia. She's scrappy.
Yeah. I mean, she was dead to rights.
But why didn't Alicia go to and say, you know, Sydney was there.
She did say something like, what do you think, Sydney?
I think the best player on that day is Sydney because I think she played it perfectly.
Excellent.
She stayed.
She came out without a scratch on her.
Yeah.
Remember, guys, when we thought that Sydney and all her personalities were going to be the worst social game on that tribe?
She did. She's done great.
Hey, don't I have her going to fourth?
We'll talk about that when we get to tally the votes.
Fourth
we'll talk
and
about
third.
You said everybody made it to the end, so I don't know if yours really counts, but still, we'll talk about that.
Right.
I know I'm off to a good start.
but yeah, like, and Jenny goes home. Scott Pollard still stayed true to her, though, and voted for Alicia.
Right. So maybe that's why.
He was doing that?
No. Maybe he genuinely didn't know, and maybe Sydney and Scott had already decided that Jenny had to go. But also, don't forget, Scott.
Why wouldn't they just show that then? Like, why?
Because
leave
then
that out
we would have known. Like then, well,
true.
I mean, hello. Did you see that implosion at Tribal? They could not keep that in because it made the entertainment so much better.
Yeah,
for
no,
it to
you're
happen,
right.
How it happened. But don't forget, Scott is also. I mean, he's saying all these things that Alicia's an idiot. Alicia's this. Alicia's that. But wasn't it kind of? Weren't we led to believe that it was his decision to keep her last week because he wants his, like, dumb girl alliance to...
Not Scott, Jason.
Jason, sorry. He's like...
Yeah. Well, that was kind of the theory on why did he go with Darnell.
Right.
That was like he wanted to keep his own bombs.
He tweeted that Darnell was likable.
It was like on a Reddit thing or something. But I think we're putting too much maybe weight now in he's going to be... Or he's trying to be a Russell...
He picked a fight with Russell Hance right before this show the season started, saying that the only reason he'd still be relevant was because of him.
It's bold. It's bold, bold, bold.
I don't know. I think that...
Is this a second coming of Dan? Now,
no, I don't think it's Dan.
Okay. Seems to like...
I'll ask this, because I'm not a woman.
Mm-hmm.
What he was saying today, was that offensive to women?
Well, I mean, he wasn't saying like
if that was Dan saying it to Shireen.
But Dan would say like all women are like this.
Yeah, that was Dale's thing.
He's just pointing out this one woman. Okay, so if he does it towards another woman, are we going to start?
If there's a pattern of him doing it to multiple women, then
pattern,
you could say
yes.
Okay, maybe he's
because I don't. I'll be honest with you.
Sexist.
If I was on that show, there's no way I'd be blasting people like that behind their back.
No, he's doing it to be a character.
Can't hang around him like this, but I know eventually we're all going to watch this.
Honestly,
I know eventually I'm going to have to see these people again. Yeah. Now, if I really after I really didn't like them, I wouldn't care. I mean, if we had issues on the, you know, we didn't like each other, I wouldn't care. But it's been 5 days. How could you hate this person so much?
Right. Honestly, it made me a little uncomfortable just because as one human being to the next, he was saying that kind of stuff. And it wasn't like she was useless. I mean, she started the freaking fire after 5 hours of trying. So
yeah, she didn't give up. Were they? He was just sitting there.
Yeah. So just, you know, on a a human to human level, not a man to woman level, I wasn't uncomfortable. But it did kind of turn me off a little bit to him as a character to hear that stuff. And I think we're going to have to, it's going to remain to be seen. But remember when Dan said that stuff too, was it Sierra? Was that her name? The blonde girl? But
yes,
he went about it even in a different way, right? Where he was just kind of like, shut up. Don't talk to me. Like it was just, it was very condescending.
Well, Dan did it to everybody, every woman.
Yeah, especially Dan would just say it like in general about it. So
like,
I think that's the difference.
You're stupid, you're whatever. Like he just said it and was like, it was very whatever. But the thing that he did that was so egregious to Shireen was that he straight up was like, well, allegedly she was abused. I was adopted. That's just as bad. And
no, that was dumb.
Right. So that was the thing that, I mean, that made us go from, well, maybe, you know, he's not that bad to, no, he's that bad.
Yeah.
But
all right,
anyway.
We'll see what happens with this guy.
I don't know. I thought that this season so far, for a season that we all were kind of skeptical about, I was thoroughly entertained this entire episode. Love the Beauty Tribe. Can't wait to see what happens with them. Can't wait to see the upcoming conflict that I think they're setting up in the Brains Tribe.
We didn't get enough of the beautiful Nick.
That's true. I mean, he
and I'm fine with that.
He is quite beautiful.
Well, he says so.
I don't know.
Or so I'm told by Nick.
What do you guys think? Do you think that the Beauty Tribe is going to be like the Brains Tribe in the first Brains Beauty Brawn, or the Matsing Tribe in Philippines, you know, the Malcolm and Denise Tribe? Do you think that they're just going to continue to implode and it'll only be two or three people that are left?
The Brawn Tribe or the Beauty Tribe?
The Brawn Tribe, sorry. I just keep thinking, oh, Kyle Jason is so pretty and getting confused.
Well, I think that they don't get along and they don't work well together. I think that hurts you all the time. But you know, what the difference is this Beauty Tribe between the other Beauty Tribe? Long.
Right.
Well, the other ones, they had like, they didn't like each other from almost the start.
Yeah.
What, the Brawn Tribe? The
original Beauty Tribe. Remember, yeah. they didn't like this person. They had the little cliques.
Oh, that was the...
Morgan and all the different...
And,
they just...
LJ, yeah.
Yeah, they didn't like each other.
Yep.
But so here's the kind of the parallels here with and I'm just going by the more recent three tribe format ones in Philippines. The person that was the problem, you know, was Russell Swan, but they did not, you know, they waited until he was the third one left to vote him out. And then it was, you know, Denise and Malcolm. Right. So they kept the person that was, you know, arguably the one that did not make them cohesive in the game. And then we had the Brains Tribe in Cagayan, and Jatia was the one that was really the person that was not making them gel. And, you know, they kept her for whatever reason until they, you know, got to just the four of them left and realized that they really could not keep her anymore. And now you have on this Beauty Tribe, on the Brawn Tribe, you have Alicia, who seems to be the reason that, you know, from what we've seen, the reason why they're not getting along, and she's the odd man out here. So do you think that history is repeating itself, or should they cut her loose?
At this point, it doesn't, they're losing, so it doesn't. This one was definitely Jenny's bad gameplay.
Self-destruction.
Yeah. That's, make no bones about it.
But there again,
I don't think this was a strategy to keep Alicia long. Jatia was
going to go home, and that was Garrett's self-destruction.
Yeah.
But again, you could say, I don't think they wanted to keep Jatia. I think it was scared self-destruction. Right. So
but Alicia, though, it's the only one that I think that doesn't like her is Kyle.
Yeah.
Scott really hadn't said too much about her.
She's not like Jatia level where she's like burning rice and just going crazy.
Right.
And she said, I wasn't the reason we lost the challenge. And no one said, well, yeah, you're not.
Yeah.
They didn't say, oh, yeah, you were. I mean, it wasn't like you have, Jeff going, Alicia blows it again. I mean, it wasn't.
Yeah, absolutely.
Alicia Cochran, you are ruining this.
Like Jatia, she was useless in the challenges, right?
She was absolutely useless, and she burned the rice.
Yeah. So I wouldn't compare them. I get where you're going with it. Like, will this go the same way? Because it seems like this tribe is imploding, or it's going to whittle down to whatever's left. And that, I think the thing to talk about there is, will end up being like the only surviving members will be maybe Sydney, Pollard and Jason, or even just Pollard and Jason. Who knows what's left?
I think the problem here is the Braun tribe isn't. They're not that much bigger. Other than Scott, you look at the beauty tribe. You got Caleb and Nick, who are big and strong. I mean, the Peter and
the tribes are more balanced. Absolutely.
They're more balanced, even though it's supposed to be beauty, bronze, and brains. You look, there's people on the tribe. I mean, Ty, I love him, but come on.
But he's inner beauty, right? Inner beauty.
Yeah.
But that doesn't say it's not inner beauty. It's
just
beauty.
It's outer.
Okay, all right.
Inner.
I'm trying to stick up for my bald brother, but no.
See, that's a problem. That's a problem with you bald people. You never stick together.
We inner don't. Beauty is beauty.
It is.
Okay.
Hashtag right. I'm right.
Hashtag. That's
well,
the only way I'm beautiful.
I'm going to wait and see what Debbie says. If Debbie says
tears.
There's inner beauty is beauty, then I'm all in.
Oh, man. But I guess...
I bet you Debbie says that at one point.
Well, the thing, too, is that the Braun is apparently...
Because she was a beauty pageant winner once.
Based on more astute eyes, the Braun tribe is on the Koh Rong Beach, which is apparently is that miserable beach. Not Koh Rong Beach,
the
I'm sorry.
Beach.
Angkor. Angkor Beach, which was that miserable beach.
Another problem keeping Scott, even though he's big and takes a lot of food to keep him going, because he was even complaining about, I'm dying.
Yeah.
I mean, look how big he is.
Yeah.
He can't just eat a cup of rice and be ready to go for the next challenge.
Yeah. I wonder how soon till we get a tribe swap or they whether
maybe maybe Scott's the first one out because he passes out. Is it lack of food?
That could be. But again, it's just like it's just going to keep the suspense is going to keep rising and rising and rising until it finally happens.
I don't know.
Kyle's doing a challenge and one of those earring things gets caught and he's like hanging there. Challenge.
I gotta say, I'm kind of worried about Agent Joe because they kept that line in with Liz saying he was going to be the first medevac, and that seems so foreshadowy to me.
Yeah,
but I think everybody says he's going to be the first, medevac.
I didn't.
Well, a lot of people said it.
No, I didn't. You can't say everyone.
In general,
I thought that he was going to go to the
listen,
end.
Listen, Debbie,
win.
Let's not get specific about what is or what isn't.
No. First medevac and go to the end and win are totally different things.
Anyways, let's time to tally the votes. Speaking of what you picked, we did something new this season that we did a preview episode. We looked at all the cast members and we ranked if they're going to be.
Oh, we're not picking each week.
No, we still are, but this is added to the point structure. All right. So we said for each person, whether they were pre-merge, merge, or final three, when somebody gets voted off, we look at that person and what we said. If we were right, you get a point. So last week, Colleen got the first point when she said that I'm drawing a blank on the name now.
Darnell?
Darnell. She said that he would be pre-merge, which he was, so Colleen got a point. Jack, you and I said merge, so we did not
I get thought a point. I said merge.
Now
way to go, Darnell.
Jennifer Lanzetti, we all said merge, which did not end up happening. So,
well, that's
no
not
points.
My fault.
No points. Yeah, she kind of
screwed us all over.
Now, Jack, you weren't on last week, so you didn't get to pick who your final who you thought would win it all.
Do I get who Tim picked?
No, I said that one for the whole season. I feel like you should have been able to pick it for who you think is going to win it all. Now let me just say that you said that Ty Trang was going to be the winner out of the many people you said was going to be the winner.
Oh, did I say that?
In the pregame, but you could still change it for your official pick.
I'm sticking with Ty.
You're going to stick with Ty?
He's likable. He's got that inner beauty that everyone likes.
So I have Anna Kate, who's still in the game. Jack has Ty.
She's got no chance. She can't run.
And I like our new euphemism of talking about the thing that we're not supposed to talk about. And then Colleen has Michelle, who's still in it. For episode two, Jack, Shut Up Tim said Ty was going home for you. So obviously didn't research.
Come on, Tim.
I also said Ty.
Shut up, Tim.
Colleen also said Ty. At least I was on the right track that it would be Bron again. I said Sydney, but ended up not being Sydney. So nobody got points. So Colleen is still in the lead with the tallies at one tally. But now it's time to tally the votes for who we think is going home next week. Jack, you get to pick first.
I'm going to say Bron wins. They can't keep losing. Okay. I'm going to go with Joe.
Okay.
I think maybe it's medevaced out.
Man. Well, this isn't medevac. This is tally the votes. This is somebody who's voted out.
If he goes home, I don't get a point for that.
Yeah, it counts.
You get half a point if they get medevaced, but really you only get the full point if it's tallied.
All right, I'll say Joe gets medevaced and Julie goes home. She should have gone home two times ago.
Wow, that's some ageism right there. Okay.
I got from the oldest to the youngest.
Colleen, who do you think is going home? And Jack, I'll put here that you think Joe's getting medevaced next week.
And
I'll give you half a point if you get it.
If Joe's listening, I hope you go all the way. But
I hope you go all the way. But I also think that Joe might go home. I think that it might be Brain's turn to lose.
Okay. So you think Joe's getting voted off?
Or getting medevaced?
You got to pick. I'll give you half a point if you say he's medevaced. But if you want the full point, it has to be voted off. Who you think is going to get voted off?
Well, I don't think we're getting a medevac because we didn't see it in the preview.
Okay.
So.
I hope they don't show the previews.
Feel like they've hyped it up so much that they have to show it. I don't know. They always show it in a preview.
I don't want to see the meta. I don't want to go, oh, we're going to lose someone because of a medevac. Let it be a surprise.
I agree.
Like,
I agree
like
with
when,
Jack
when
on
Michael,
this one.
When Michael fell into the fire, I don't remember there being a preview of him falling to the fire.
That was like 15 years ago. Did they do previews back then?
Yes, oh, we've had previews for a long time. Next on,
Honeymooners.
I've seen this episode before. What do you mean you've seen it?
It's a rerun.
Okay, well then I.
What's a rerun?
Honestly, I don't think that we're getting a medevac. I feel like we would have seen it.
Okay.
So my gut tells me that it might be Alicia's time.
So you say Bron loses three in a row.
I think so.
Can I say,
this? Maybe that will inspire a tribe swap or something, but.
I'm changing my medevac pick.
Uh-oh. Okay.
I think Nick gets a pimple and is so upset about it, he has himself voted out. He has medics come pick him.
All right.
I can't be seen with a pimple. I'm hideous.
I'm going to say Brains does lose. They almost lost this week. There's cracks and fissures in the Brains tribe. But I don't think Debbie goes home because I feel like Pete's going to want to keep her around if possible. So I'm going to say Jolton Joe, say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, Agent Joe.
What about Liz? You don't think voted off. Liz's know-it-all-y-ness?
No.
I forgot about her, so she could probably go too.
They've brought up her, you know, knowing a lot, like other people saying it. They brought it up a couple of times.
But it's not worse than Deb. Her benefit is she's on the same beach as Deb, so... Even if she's like very know-it-all, like if you're with Deb, you're fine.
Well, we're 6 episodes in, and nobody's. I mean, 6 days in, and no one's saying, "Okay, I got to get Debbie out because they're saying she doesn't stop talking." Yeah. But it's not that I got to get rid of her because I can't stand
but
her.
But nobody said that about Liz. Have they got rid of her because she knows she's
no? But I'm just saying though. But like with Shireen and stuff like that, they're like, "Oh my god, I can't stand this person. I got to get rid of them." Like the obnoxious person, they're pretty much right away. They're saying, "Okay, I got to get rid of this person."
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. I don't think Deb goes home.
And that was Jen's downfall today because she couldn't stand Kyle dropping his skin into the pot. I mean, we'll give that to Blondie.
So there we go. That's how we have it. We'll see how it turns out next week on Survivor. It's good to have the core group back this week. Feels good. It felt good. And hopefully next week, since the channels are changing here in Raleigh, North Carolina, I guess CBS has been on WRIL Channel 5 for like 30 years, and they're switching to NBC. So
good, switch.
And they'll be taking the basketball games with them. We'll hopefully have a very uninterrupted Survivor experience. All right, guys, that is it for Survivor. We'd like to thank the people that make this show possible, our patrons, specifically Tack from Tokyo and Eckhard Richter. Thank you very much. I want to say a special shout out to all of our friends that are at the live Know It Alls tonight. That should be a lot of fun out there. Wish them well.
Including that D-bag Shut Up Tim that sent me a picture of Stephen Fishback from like 3 feet away that he snuck. He was like, guess who I'm in the same room as? And I was like, I hate you.
Just all you have to do is show all of your pictures with lost people that you've gotten to do. Wouldn't that win?
No, nobody cares about that.
What?
I don't know. I don't do that.
I'm sure there's people out there listening that would be, oh my God, you were next to him? Oh my God.
I stand on my own merit in the Survivor community.
The cheese stands alone.
The cheese stands alone. I love cheese.
Debbie has met every Survivor that's ever played the game.
She has a selfie with everyone. She invented the selfie, too, which is a little known fact. We'll definitely be on the lookout, and if you listen to the Married Man Show, send in your calls at 510-69-TAFFY or an email to marriedmanpockets@gmail.com. Send in your well wishes or maybe your favorite memory of Worm Taffy. We're gonna send him off into that rising sun or that sunset or whatever as he goes off riding his motorcycle with his ear dragging down the side. Into the podcast oblivion.
And guys, we did everything to try and make it work for him.
Yes. We're not pulling a Ralph here.
No firing. I don't want to come out that we fired him. We did everything possible.
Yes.
To try and make it work for him. He just didn't want to do it.
Yeah, and at the end of the day, it's
it's his decision. I mean, it's just
podcast is a labor of love.
It's tough.
Yeah. It's you don't get rich from it. So if you're in it for the money, you're not gonna be happy.
All right, this is my last podcast.
All right, guys, we'll see you next week on Survivor. Excited for next week, and until then, hasta luego and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.